Brothers and sisters in Christ, today the church celebrates one of her most famous saints of all, perhaps a favorite of yours, Saint Anthony of Padua, who helps us find things that are lost. And we all know, if we have any devotion to him at all, that that's true. When we put our trust in Jesus through Saint Anthony, so often we are given that help when we pray that great prayer, "Tony, Tony, come around. Something's lost and can't be found." Saint Anthony has that ability to help us find what we really need. And he did that from the time that he was on this earth, very early on. So many things to say about him. I was able to go see his tomb this past year in 2018. And it really took me by surprise how powerful it was when I went to Padua, when I was able to go in to the church there and just spend a little time by St. Anthony. This man loved our Lord dearly. And I'll give you one of the secrets from his life to keep with yourself, keep in your own heart, and that is that he memorized the scriptures. He memorized the scriptures. He took them very much, not just in his brain, like so many of us Christians can do. We can just say, "Yeah, I've heard that before." But he took them to heart, deep into his heart. And he had a relationship with Jesus in the scriptures, certainly in the Most Holy Eucharist, where he's truly present. But also taking all of those teachings of Christ very much, not only into his mind, but into his heart. You know, there's so many things that we can be distracted by, but he was able to focus on those words of Jesus. And it said that when he would then preach, that he would do so with such compassion for these crowds that would come, that the people could see at times the child Jesus in his arms. He's one of the very few saints in church art who you can recognize immediately because he does hold the child Jesus in his arms. Very few saints get to have that image of the Christ child with them, but the people would actually see the Christ child be held in his arms. And it spoke about his tender love for Jesus, his tender love for our Lord. And so as we run into our difficulties during the day, if we lose something, let's call on St. Anthony. But let's imitate also today his great love for Jesus in the words that we hear. He's the Word of God, and he becomes truly present to us in this Most Holy Eucharist.